This is a production of Cornell University.
Hello and welcome to the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, your weekly connection to turfgrass information, brought to you in partnership between the New York State Turfgrass Association, found on the web at www.nysta.org, and Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program. I'm Frank Rossi. I'm a professor in the College of Agriculture, School of Integrative Plant Science, Section of Horticulture here at Cornell University, and the following is the podcast for the week of August 10th, 2015. This is issue 18. A change in the weather could not come at a better time. The cooler or more normal and generally dry weather pattern will allow for some planned core cultivation of putting surfaces. This practice at this time is considered generally outside the peak annual bluegrass germination period, although studies have shown most perennial poa annual on putting surfaces can germinate all summer, but more importantly will allow for rapid recovery of cultivation holes properly filled with sand. This is also a time to utilize the sand with high percentages of coarse sand particles, 2 millimeters or greater, that spread the sand gradation and over time will result in firm, permeable putting surfaces. If you have maintained good turf vigor much of the season to date, staffing and weather allows, and your golfers are willing to put up with about 5 days of bumps, this is a great time for coring putting surfaces. In the fall, in the sports turf world, many are in the early stages or about to begin fall sports practice. Take advantage of the ideal weather for final field preparations, including cultivations. No need to pull a core. Introduce some perennial ryegrass seed. Read more about gray leaf spot. And, of course, pre-traffic fertilization with nitrogen so the plants will have available and for recovery while being trafficked. If turf areas are exceptionally dry, then irrigating will help with recovery from cultivation, getting seed going, and moving fertilizer to the root zone. The pre-stressed conditioning at this time will aid with season-long performance. Also, keep a watch out for early instar white grub species as adult activity is being reported. If available, consider nematodes for a reduced risk option or emergency exemption for traditional option. Another warmer than normal week with most areas 4 to 6 degrees above normal. The coast was slightly warmer, 6 to 8 degrees above normal. Heat stress was confined to the I-95 corridor, and soils are steady in the low 70s to low 80s. A second dry week in a row for most of the region. Most locations got less than a half an inch. Again, some locally heavy amounts fell in New York City, Long Island, Rhode Island, and Southern Connecticut at 1 inch plus. ET was high, generally 1 to 1.25 inches across the region, and some of the best drying conditions with low humidity and steady wind have settled in the western section of the region west of I-81. A normal August week is expected with temps in the upper 70s to the mid-80s across the region. Generally dry conditions expected except for an early week storm expected to be widespread. Other than the one storm, the trough set up last week will persist in the northeast, keeping us on the dry side of normal and cool for the next 7 to 10 days. A few regional clips. Current dry period in the Capital District showing lawns in drought stress and failure of pre-crab control is obvious. Many are anxious to start seeding. Patch diseases and a case of over-early irrigated turf on flooded soil collapsing in the heat in Westchester County. Turf is cooking out there. Lots of adult white grub species, Eurochafer, Oriental, and Japanese beetle in their typical asynchronous pattern in western New York. And many golf courses on Long Island talking about dragging hoses for precise water management and prepping for aeration if the heat holds off. A note about the sports turf website here at Cornell. The fall sports season, especially for practice, is underway throughout most of the Northeast U.S. Repetitive use of areas, often commonplace for soccer and American football, can lead to dramatic wear and thinning of turf areas. This can be solved through regular communication with coaches, administrators, players, and community members that utilize the fields. Our new Cornell University Safe Sports Field website offers valuable information for non-turf folks that could help their understanding of the challenges sports turf managers face, as well as helping to do their part in maintaining safe fields. And you can check it out at safesportsfields.cals.cornell.edu. And finally, our questions for the week. I've been reading about early reports of gray leaf spot in the Northeast. Can you confirm, and what is the best strategy? Our recent diagnostic expert and director of diagnostic services at Rutgers University, Rich Buckley, tweeted the first report of gray leaf spot on Hackana cloa, an ornamental grass, on August 3rd and now perennial ryegrass on August 4th from New York City. So clearly, there is gray leaf spot in the area. Often ignored as drought stress, best to keep a lookout for areas not planted to gray leaf spot resistant material. Also, if you are planning any aggressive ryegrass overseeding in the next few weeks, first be sure to select the most GLS resistant seed available. There are many choices on the market today compared with 5 years ago. From a distance, initial gray leaf spot outbreaks resemble drought stress. Affected turf often assumes a blue-gray cast and is noticeably thinned by dead and decaying leaf blades. Close inspection reveals blighted leaves, some with distinct lesions. Because the epidemic progresses so rapidly, the leaf spot symptoms may be short-lived. When leaf spots are apparent, they may be confused with symptoms caused by the other leaf spot diseases. Therefore, accurate identification is critical. The importance of obtaining an accurate identification as soon as possible cannot be overemphasized. The disease spreads so fast and control is so expensive that a delay in identification can be very costly. From a maintenance perspective, managing leaf wetness is an effective means for minimizing gray leaf spot in all hosts. Schedule irrigation early in the morning before sunrise and never in the late afternoon or evening. Prune or remove trees, shrubs, or other barriers to increase air movement and sunlight penetration, and you might consider treating with fungicides. And our final question. I'm still struggling with summer patch. Is there anything I can do at this time? Summer patch infected roots continue to show symptoms as other stresses such as dry conditions, moderate to severe heat stress, and high traffic increase. Of course, there are still drenching fungicide options even at this time, or careful use of acidic-fighting fertilizers such as ammonium sulfate. Current research underway at UConn by Professor John Inguajardo indicates that core cultivation to alleviate the stress of compaction can help. However, applications of manganese sulfate at this time was shown to reduce symptoms and aid in recovery. Thank you for joining me for the weekly installment of the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership between the New York State Turfgrass Association and Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program. I'm Frank Rossi, the Extension Turf Specialist here at Cornell University, and I hope you have a great week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.